After all, it's your life, your health. Take control. 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or go to SeattleSutton.com.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
The Scottish are coming. The 2016 Scottish Games are Friday and Saturday, September 23 and 24 in Chesterfield. Scottish heavy athletics, including the iconic caber toss, more bagpipers than you can shake a claymore at, two Friday concerts, birds of prey, Scottish and American food, Scottish ale, Scottish folk and rock music all day Saturday, Scottish dancing, sword fighting, lots of lads in kilts, and much more. Visit stlewis-scottishgames.com for more information.
Hey, did you know that Encore Consignment Gallery's 10,000 square foot showroom in Town and Country is the best place to sell and buy furniture and home decor items in St. Louis? You might be saying, you know what? I was there just last week. Well, you need to go again because Encore is constantly changing their inventory and they consist of a wide variety of furniture to home decor items ranging from French country and traditional to contemporary and modern pieces. There's something for everyone at Encore. To learn more, go to EncoreSTL.net or better yet, pay them a visit at Encore Consignment Gallery.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Accounting and financial salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
On Thursday, Rand and I will be at the grand reopening of the Tide Dry Cleaners at 14434 Clayton Road. That's just west of 141. And all week, go to Tide Dry Cleaners and register to win 1 year of free dry cleaning. How about that? Tide Dry Cleaners offers the ultimate inconvenience from their drive-thru valet, 24-hour services. Tide Dry Cleaners, truly unmatched in the dry cleaning industry. Make sure you drive through Thursday, say hello, and get registered to win free dry cleaning for a year. We will see you there.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. It. We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
hot, erotic, no holds barred excitement.
That's us. That describes this show.
Good afternoon and welcome to the September 19th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care, where I've gone to the dentist for 43 years. The joke? will be brought to you by the Good Feet Stores, where I've also gone. Not for 43 years, and you don't have to go on a regular basis. One trip, and you'll know whether or not they can help you with your pain issue, whether it's in your feet or somewhere else. But the problem, the source, is your feet. Talk about them. Talk about Ballast Dental Care. Talk about you. First,
hey,
we talk about who's sitting in this room. Let's start with Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs, it would be a good idea to talk to Mark and Jason, and they can go over all of your investment options. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And the three of us were, that means me, Dan, Peon, were down at Laclede Cab today helping celebrate their big anniversary. 70 years in business, 20 years to the day. Today that the current owner, Dave McNutt, actually bought the...
That is his name.
20 years ago today, so helping them celebrate. And you guys didn't go around back of the building. And no. I didn't see it till the very end because he's so modest about it. There was a Laclede cab sitting in back, but it wasn't a real cab. You know the people that do ice carvings and butter carving?
Yeah.
It was a life-size cab carved and made out of, and Rat Boy did it. What's it made out of?
Cheese.
Out of cheese.
Whoa.
Wow. And he called it the La Cheese Cab.
Oh.
And he used French cheese, La Cheese.
Oh.
Well done, Rat Boy. You know how port wine has that red in it?
Yeah.
It's all that red to look like a Laclede cab.
Rat Boy did that? Far?
He did.
Wow.
Very, very clever. He is talented. And so are these guys. Bruce Lipprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. 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 There it is. Yeah. With a cheese can. Thank you. For 43 years and May, June, July, August. 43 years and four... and a half months, I've been a patient at Ballast Dental Care. Twice a year. A couple of times I had to go in for semi-emergency things, a little chipped tooth or, you know, things that happen. But for the most part, it's been a couple times a year for 43 years. Well, here, let's run the numbers. If I've been there 43 years and I went twice a year, that means I have been in Ballast Dental Care for 43 years.
43 years.
Twice a year.
Twice a year.
I've been in there.
82,000 times.
82,000 times.
Yes.
And, you know, it didn't mind at all being there that many times. I would have done it again twice that many if I had to. Because I'm never afraid. If you were to catch me 1 week before my next appointment, go, hey, Frank, you got a dental appointment next week. I'll bet you're scared. I go, no, I'm not scared. And you go, liar. You lie, your pants are on fire. And I go, no, because I go to Ballast Dental Care. And if you said, what does that mean? Then I couldn't talk to you anymore because that would let me know you don't listen and you don't know anything about Ballast Dental Care, so we can't be friends. And you have to decide in your life who your friends are going to be. It has to be based on something. We don't associate with people who aren't AM and the PM. And we'll associate with you if you don't go to Ballast Dental Care because maybe you don't know any better, or maybe you haven't yet talked yourself into it, because I get that you would have to talk yourself into going into any dentist if all you've ever had was a bad experience, even a mediocre experience. Unacceptable. It should have been a good experience. So good, in fact, that you never dread an appointment, and I never do. And I don't think anybody who's a patient at Ballast Dental Care ever dreads going there. Find any other dental clinic where that's the case, where everybody in the waiting room, if you walk through the waiting room and said, hi, you're waiting for them to call your name, and they go, yeah, are you scared? Everyone would go, no, what are you talking about? That means you're at Ballast Dental Care. Prove me wrong. Make an appointment. See for yourself. First time you go in, they'll treat you like you've been going there for years. That's part of the charm of this place. Plus, they know what they're doing. They have terrific dentists. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com. This Friday, wow, it came so fast, is our golf tournament. It looks, and I've been, you know, the first to say more than once, they really can't predict the weather more than 24 hours out. But if you watch the weather patterns and your best guess is it's going to be good weather, then that's what you're looking at for this weekend. It looks like a nice, long, dry stretch, warm, but a nice day this coming Friday. Now, for those of you who didn't get in on it and aren't going to be playing golf with us, you have one opportunity, maybe two. We have a foursome that has not yet been filled. It was bought by John Landoff. He is going to play with us and be our fourth, and a high bidder will now be our fifth. That means there's a foursome open. If you make a reasonable enough offer, you can have that foursome. A reasonable offer would be, well, it goes for $100 a player, so anybody could have, and did buy any other foursomes for $400. Let's say you want to pay, instead of $100 a player, you're willing to pay $250 per player. That's $1,000. $1,000, you got your own foursome. I think that's reasonable because it is for backstoppers.
And we can make it work out where you're on the same hole as us because they usually put two foursomes on.
And you say, well, how can you be sure you can do that? Hey, because it's our tournament, that's why. We're the large morning show in the afternoon. We tell them what to do.
We're the head
honchos. We say jump, they say how high.
Yeah.
Okay? We say you put this foursome with our foursome.
We're the grand poobahs.
That's
we're the
right,
head honchos
Dan.
There.
That's right. You get that right.
Yeah.
The other way is to be the high bidder to play. Now, John Landoff will not tee off. He had a hamstring issue a while back, so he doesn't really play, but he's going to play a little bit of the short game. It's a best ball thing, I'm sure. So he'll knock a few around, and then we'll play poorly, and then you'll be the fifth. I might add, you have the choice of who you want to ride with. You want to ride with me? You want to ride with John? You want to ride with Dan, Peon? Somebody is going to have to be in his own cart. I'm guessing it's going to be Dan riding by himself. No offense, Dan.
Okay.
Yeah. We're at $2,500 from a guy named Bill. Bill has bid $2,500 to be the fifth in our fivesome, if there's such a word. Me, John Landoff, Dan Strauss, Eon the Peon, and Bill. If you want to kick Bill out of that spot, we need $3,000 from you. To some listening, that is a tremendous amount of money. But to the people I'm trying to reach, you know it's not. You know that that's not that much money. And you know, if you respect the police as much as we do, and you are also fed up with the hate that is being broadcast through the media, because that's all they seem to want to pay attention to is people who hate the police. If you're tired of that, and you'd like to make a statement, the statement we're trying to make, that's that we appreciate what 98% of cops do, and you have $3,000, you've done pretty well, you know who you are. I'm going to hit you really hard after today. As we get closer to Friday, I'm going to put the squeeze on you.
Oh, and this wasn't here. During a Cardinal game over the weekend in San Francisco, there was a foul ball, and this cop took his hat off, caught the ball in his hat. Everybody went crazy, and then he gave the ball to this little kid sitting in front of him. That was just a nice little gesture.
It's a good story.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, it was a cop that did it.
It's really nothing to do with our tournament.
No, I know.
Good
but
story. Good cop story.
Yeah.
So again, we're at $2,500, need at least $3,000. And you know who you are right now. You're in your Cadillac, your Mercedes, your Jaguar, whatever it is. You worked hard. You got some money. $3,000 will not change your life. Yet, you can feel good about where it's going. Backstoppers. If you don't know what Backstoppers is, you must have just moved here. It's an organization that takes care of the families of fallen police officers, firefighters, paramedics. When I say takes care of them, I know for a fact, if an officer is killed in the line of duty, mortgage is paid off, tuition is paid for. I mean, it's they are really something. And that's what we'd like to put the spotlight on. So they're going to get a check from this radio station, and I think it's going to be a respectable check. You can help be part of that, make the check even bigger, and have a blast for 18 holes playing with the four of us. I need $3,000. At least that'll be the next step. And maybe that's where it'll end, and maybe it'll end at $2,500. We're happy with that. You get a hold of me at frankopinion@yahoo.com. That is my email address. I read every email I get every day. frankopinion@yahoo.com. Or you can really thrill us and shock us and stun us and call right now before the segment's over and tell Dan Strauss, I'll do three. I'll go 3,000. And you can do that at, from most cell phones, *KTRS. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS. I'm not even going to give you that other number. You don't need it. Thank you. And thank you, Bill. And thank you, Andy, and thank you, the other Bill, and thank you, the people who got us to $2,500. It started at $1,000, went to $1,500, went to $2,000, and now it's at $2,500. I'd like to see it go to $3,000. That's all the begging today. I'll do more tomorrow. Saw two terrific movies over the weekend. My wife gets credit for this. She recorded them and said, hey, I recorded these. We haven't seen them for a while. I think they're pretty good, and they were. One was Good Morning Vietnam with Robin Williams, but an even better one was The Rookie with Dennis Quaid. What a fantastic movie. Have you ever seen it?
I don't.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I think so, where he goes and tries to be a fisher.
It's a true story. Jim Morris was a real guy.
Yes.
Who, at 36, was called up by the major leagues to pitch. He pitched two seasons. It's a true story. It's a great movie, The Rookie, and a great soundtrack. And I even downloaded a couple of songs after watching the movie and hearing a couple of songs on the soundtrack. And as I said, the other was Good Morning Vietnam. I'd like to talk, if I could, for a moment and address charter. Charter executives, listen to me because I speak for everybody. Your current TV commercial for Charter Spectrum, where you have those morons trying to rap or whatever they're doing to your phone number, is embarrassing. And is one of the worst TV commercials I have ever seen. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. 800. I don't even know the number. And it's a bunch of goofy-looking, stupid people trying to look cool and hip. And they just look like they're mentally deficient. And it's just bad. It's just bad. Okay? I'm doing you a favor. Get rid of that TV commercial. Barnes & Noble went in yesterday. Actually, my wife wanted to go in, and she asked me, is it okay if I go into Barnes & Noble? Could I have a couple of dollars? And she's been good lately. I said, sure, okay. Oh, so I let her go.
That was nice.
Yeah, I let her go. And there's a section of Barnes & Noble where they sell games and stuff, little dice games and card games and board games. Jigsaw puzzle. I don't criticize what anybody else does, but I never ever enjoyed a jigsaw puzzle.
I never did either.
And I was never any good at it. There are people that could sit down at a table, kitchen table, and they dump out here all these pieces, and they start.
And the tiny pieces, too.
Some of them are.
The little ones. And they, I can never figure out.
I like
out.
The kind where it's five big pieces.
Yep.
Here's the elephant's ear. Here's two legs, the other two legs, the body, and the sky.
Yeah.
Done!
The big gold
kids
puzzles.
Yeah, I haven't done a big one in a long time, but I remember enjoying it. I don't know why. It's just not something you think about.
They're hard
doing anymore. Yeah, and there's hard a strategy to it. You start with the border. You start with all the corner pieces.
And with all the technology, that's something that still exists. There's still a jigsaw puzzle.
There a story I gave you the other day? A guy did the biggest puzzle.
Don't spoil it.
Okay.
I still have the story. I just never did. But look, I've never worked a crossword puzzle ever.
Oh, I have.
Never done
but
one.
But I've never done.
Maybe that's why I'm so
puzzles.
Stupid. The Night Of. Have you ever heard of this? It's an HBO thing. Apparently it's six parts. My son was trying to tell me about this, so I thought I'd ask Peon. Have you heard of it?
I don't think so.
Dan, have you heard of it?
No.
It's just called The Night Of. I got to check.
I think, I take that back. I know Colin has talked about that, but I can't remember what it's about.
I
have
to ask him about it because I hear good things about it. I will find out and we'll let you know.
Did you watch the Emmys last night?
No, I don't like that stuff. I don't like a bunch of rich, elitist snobs congratulating themselves when they've already been paid a fortune for what they do. I don't like those shows. No, I didn't watch it.
It wasn't bad. Jimmy Kimmel, I thought, was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And Julia Louis-Dreyfus won for Veep.
And her dad had died.
Yeah, her dad died Friday. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Well, okay. Is that it? That says it all. Those are the
pretty
highlights?
Pretty much. Yeah. I didn't know a lot of the shows. I've heard some of the shows that you watch, like Bloodline and Better Call Saul and all that.
It seems to me like they're all exactly the same. Those award shows are all the same.
I've never been
interested
in
watching. They get up and act like, oh, my God, I need to prepare a speech. I thank you, God. I want to thank my Lord and Savior. And I want to thank my parents. And, I know I'm running out of time. Please don't play the music. Same crap.
They played the music every time on everybody.
It's the same thing.
And Jeffrey Tambor got up, and he started talking, and he said something about Gary Shandling and all this. And then they started playing the music, and he goes, no, wait, I have to say this.
We've seen that bit before.
I have to say this. And then they stopped the music, and he starts talking about transgender people, and hiring the transgender. So they all, everyone kind of got a little political dig in. And
I don't need my political guidance from people I will never relate to.
No.
But apparently some people do. I hate to say this, but it's true. And I know it's true. It's at Macy's. Some of the Christmas decorations are already out.
Oh, yes. No, I've seen...
you got to be kidding me.
I've seen the sections already being...
It's September.
They keep putting them out earlier and earlier every year.
And I tried to watch local TV news last night. I haven't watched local news. Oh, my goodness. What has happened? What happened? Where did these street reporters? Where do these people come from? It's unbelievable.
It's budget cuts.
That's all I'm going to say. I'll just leave it at that. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, so Laclede Cab, we were there today helping them celebrate their big anniversary, and... A peon reminded me of a great cab joke. There's another cab joke, the only couple that I know of. The other one is more for Halloween, so I'm going to save it because we're close enough to Halloween. I don't want to tell that joke and then tell it again in 6 weeks. But this one is the story of a guy who's in Las Vegas, and he loses everything, but he's got $5. And so he goes out to get a cab. He says, how much, the cabs are lined up there at the hotel. He says, how much to go to the airport? And the guy goes, $15. He says, look, pal, I got $5. We work with me here. I'll give you my address. I'll send you a check. He goes, no, you either got $15 or you're not going to the airport. He goes, come on, man, I'm going to miss my flight. He said, that's your problem. He says, look, $15, I got to move on. Other people need a cab. And he will not accommodate him. He won't work anything. They won't let him sign an IOU. Well, nothing. Just cold. You're on your own. And the guy has to walk to the airport, misses his flight, ends up sleeping at the airport, having to catch a flight the next day. A few years later, he goes back, and this time he's lucky and he wins a lot of money. But he wants to find that same cab driver. And he's going to teach him a lesson. Somehow he's going to get even with this guy. Sure enough, same hotel, that cab driver is still there. Now, if you've ever seen how this works, you walk out and there's a whole line of cabs. One behind the other, behind the other, behind the other. So he starts with the cab that's right there as you walk out of the hotel. He goes, hey, pal, how much to go to the airport? He says, $15. He goes, how much for a BJ? And the cab driver says, I beg your pardon? He goes, yeah, a Monica Lewinsky, a BJ. How much for that? How much you want for one of those? And the guy goes, get away from my cab. What do you think? We're not a bunch of gays. We're cab drivers. What the hell's the matter with you? He says, well, I'm going to go down the line to every cab driver till I find one who'll give me a BJ. He goes, well, you go right ahead. So he goes to the next cab. Same thing. How much to the airport? $15. How much for a BJ? Get the hell away from me. We don't do that. And he goes, well, I'll find a cab driver who will. And he goes from one cab to, and finally he gets to that last cab, and there's that driver. And he knew he was at the end of the line. He says, hey, and the cab driver doesn't recognize him. How much to the airport? And the driver says, $15. He says, great, let's go. And he hops in the cab and pulls out, and as he passes all the other cab drivers, the driver of this cab looks in the mirror at the guy behind him and goes, hey, man, is it just me or are all these other cab drivers staring at me, and why are you giving them a thumbs up?
beat me.
All right, here comes a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, we've got a problem on westbound Highway 40 out in the St. Charles County area at Wing Haven. It's completely shut down due to a serious accident there. Tremendous backup behind there. Now, eastbound 40 downtown in Compton, you've got an accident that's got the right lane blocked. You are slow from that point up to the Poplar Street Bridge. If you're traveling on westbound Highway 44, you're hitting the brakes just a little bit west of Grand. And that goes out through, right around River De Pere. And now it looks like we may have an incident. I can't see around the bend. It looks like it may be down a little west of Lindbergh, because we are jamming up now from about Elm around the bend to west of Lindbergh, and then things get going. Southbound 270, you're stop and go from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound Highway 270, you're slow McDonald through New Florissant. And then also on westbound 70, we're finding that bumper-to-bumper traffic, and that goes from west of 270 out through 5th Street. Burger King, what's the best place to have your breakfast? How about on a warm croissant? Now at Burger King, get two croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Two for $4 per sandwich, only at Burger King. Price of participation vary. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
A joke was brought to you by the Good Feed stores, and I'm sure some people think, hey, forgot the sponsor for the joke. No, I just chose to, wait till after traffic. Okay, I almost forgot about it. Good Feed, here's the deal. There are two locations in the St. Louis area. Here's what you need to know. They're in the business. They're in the arch support or shoe insert business. They're not in the shoe business. You keep your shoes. The reason you go to Good Feed is because you have pain. Your feet hurt. Or your knee hurts, or knees, your leg, hip, back. You go, what's it have to do with feet? Well, it has a lot to do with it in many cases, and you'll see when you get in there. Thousands of people have gone in with pain and walked out of there without that pain, and that's the deal. If you don't experience or feel the difference right there in the store, nobody expects you to pay for inserts, hoping they'll work later. But it's pretty impressive how many people right in the store walk around with the right insert and to the salesperson say, I can't believe this. I can already feel the difference. Boom. Then you found your answer. Sometimes it takes more than that. Sometimes surgery can't be avoided. But for many, many people, the solution to pain in your feet or other places is the Good Feed stores. Here are the two locations in the St. Louis area. Olive, just west of 270, catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. You can also visit goodfeetstlouis.com.
I counted on my Medicare and Medicaid cards every day. Then I heard about a simple plan from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield and called 1-844-84-ANTHEM. This plan goes beyond the basic health benefits of original Medicare. Now my Anthem card gives me the extra benefits I deserve, all for a $0 plan premium.
If you have Medicare and Medicaid, talk to one of our representatives. Call 1-844-84-ANTHEM. That's 1-844-842-6843. Call 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. Paid after portrayal. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, copayments, and restrictions may apply. Benefits, premiums, and or copayments, coinsurance may change on January 1st of each year. Part B premium is covered for full dual enrollees. This plan is available to anyone who has both medical assistance from the state and Medicare. In Missouri, excluding 30 counties in the Kansas City area, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is the trade name of Right Choice Managed Care, Inc., Healthy Alliance Life Insurance Company, and HMO Missouri, Inc., independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hey, it's John Carney, and I want to talk to you about something personal. Your roof. Not something that you want to talk about, really, and certainly not something you want to spend money on, because it's not something you can show to your friends when they come over. They won't see the roof work that you did, so it's you're reluctant to spend money. I get it. But you know what? If that roof isn't taken care of, the water, the elements seep in, and the things that do matter that are under that roof, all of a sudden, they get compromised. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to keep you safe. Allen Roofing, since 1972, has been taking care of your friends, your neighbors, maybe even you, doing top-notch work on your roofing, on your gutter, on your siding. In fact, Contractor Magazine calling it one of the best in the entire country. Three locations, Ellisville, Missouri, St. Peter's, and Caseyville, Illinois. All the work you need for your roof, aroofing.net.
For
over 30 years, Stefaninas has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefaninas one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefaninas is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at steffspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Monday. That means you can enjoy a large 16-inch pizza for the price of a small at Stefaninas. Call your local Stefaninas or Stefaninas Express location or order online at steffspizza.com. A delicious large pizza for the price of a small every Monday at Stefaninas.
A great moment in baseball presented by Byerly RV.
The year was 1990. The young right fielder played with the team for just 2 years. His fielding skills were exceptional. His passion for the game made him a clutch player. The game was on the line. Just put the ball into play, yelled the coach. As usual, he took the first pitch, then the second. He cracked the third in the right center and it rolled. The batter sprinted around the bases. He crossed home plate at full speed, ran through the crowd of cheering teammates, jumped over the bench, and with watery eyes, the 9-year-old flew into his father's arms. Dad, Dad, a home run. My first home run.
For the rest of your life. Byerly Trainer. For the rest of your life. Byerly Trainer. Rediscover your family. Show them you care. For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
I've been telling you about Timberline Tree Care for over a year now. They'd like to thank all their KTRS listeners for all their support. Hi, I'm John Shade, Mr. Fix-It. Timberline Tree Care is a company that invented the tree calculator. Go to their website, stltreecare.com, input your information, and it'll give you a quote. No hassle. Timberline Tree Care has all upfront pricing. 12-inch diameter or less, $200. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, less than $500. You can also view their videos and photos of many of their jobs on their Facebook page. Timberline has one of only a handful of master certified arborists and two certified arborists on staff. They have the knowledge and equipment to even do the largest jobs, even those other companies will walk away from. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's compensation. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give them a call, 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or go to their website like I do, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 3232. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 3232.
Ah, the sounds of silence. The kids are back to school, and now you can focus on your home appliances. Whether you're looking for a dependable front load or a top load high efficiency washer and dryer set to clean those filthy soccer uniforms, Appliance Discounters is a place to go for Samsung laundry sets. Or you may be in the market for cooking appliances or a refrigerator. Whatever it may be, when it comes to Appliance Discounters, we have you covered with 6 locations and Samsung kitchen packages at the lowest price, along with huge rebates. Visit us in store or at theappliancediscounters.com.
Ah, the outdoor life. But in the heat, your cooler can lose its cool.
Ooh, this beer is warm.
Keep your drinks and food cool with a Yeti cooler from RTP. With a Yeti cooler, ice will last a week, even in the Missouri heat. And a Yeti cover bottle will keep your drink ice cold all day long.
Now that's a cold beer.
Which comes in handy as you mow your yard with your Husqvarna mower, also from RTP. They're located off I-44 and 141 and West Outer Road in Valley Park. RTP. Are you ready to play?
Hello, St. Louis. This is John Londoff Jr. Political ads, robocalls, 24-hour news cycle. They make listening to an old car guy from North County seem pretty good, right? Well, take a break from the political clutter and check out our great deals. Sparks only $9,100. Cruze only $14,700. Camaro's only $21,500. Are you kidding me? Visit us at the intersection of Highway 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit or 24/7 at Londoff.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Honey,
Did you grab your lidocaine pain patch?
I think so.
Well, does it have 4% lidocaine?
Check.
8-hour relief.
Check.
Maximum strength adhesion.
Check.
Dry technology.
Check.
Is it water resistant?
Check.
Narcotic free.
Check.
And finally, American made?
Check. Don't be fooled by other lidocaine patches. Grab the relief you deserve the first time with Blue Emu's Lidocare. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Hey, the Martin Kilcoyne Show is hitting the road once again Wednesday, September 21st. We're making a return engagement, an encore engagement to Encore Consignment Gallery, Lamp and Lantern Village at 141 and Clayton Road from 10 to 1 p.m. in the heart of town and country. Encore Consignment offers home decor worthy of a repeat performance. And if you're thinking about an estate sale, make only one call to Encore Consignment Gallery. Stop by and take a look inside Encore's 10,000 square foot showroom. It's the Martin Kilcoyne Show on the road next Wednesday on KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Southern California, here we come. Is it the blinking light? Because I don't have a screen in front of me. Is that it?
Yes, okay. It is.
Sorry, folks. Inside stuff. Mike Evans standing by courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other. They're both in Chesterfield Valley, east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. They are terrific places, and gift cards are always a good idea. Would you please say hello to Mike Evans?
Los Angeles Rams.
How about that?
I lost a lot of money. I hate them so much. I bet against them. I lost money on.
You know what? I didn't realize Seattle was that bad.
So bad what? That the Rams could beat them. That's how bad they are.
I thought Seattle was a lot better, but the Rams still have not scored a touchdown this year.
No.
That was pretty pathetic.
Well, the Rams. Wait.
What the heck? He hung up on us.
I don't think so. He said, wait.
What happened?
I don't know.
You put us on hold.
Oh, so I did.
Yeah.
This line that nobody has rang. Oh. Nobody has. It's an emergency.
Mike, I don't think you take another call when you're on the bus.
Oh.
But it's like an emergency number.
Mm.
So it's kind of scared me.
Uh-huh.
Did everybody have a nice weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a drink of wine.
What?
He's going to have a drink of wine.
Oh.
Something different.
Oh.
Huh. It is something different. It's a Merlot.
Why is that
it's
different?
It's a Merlot.
Yeah. Well, we're almost out of time.
Well, maybe you had a call earlier.
Maybe you ought to just get going with the segment.
This is entertaining.
Is it?
Very.
He says it's entertaining.
Pardon me?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Take my time.
Go ahead.
Paul Quist question. After 68 years, the greatest sports announcer, Vince Scully, retires coming up next week. How many Major League Baseball stadiums are still in use and have been in use all the time that Vince Scully has been calling Dodger games? 2, 4, 6, or 8 stadiums. The Emmys were last night. I've gone to a lot of Emmys, but I decided, who really cares about the Emmys anymore?
I don't.
I just don't watch football.
Okay,
almost all local newscasts, and including Seattle, St. Louis, are horrible.
Thank you.
Yes.
They're embarrassing.
We just talked about this a while ago.
Really?
The local news, the reporters outside the studio are embarrassing.
They're embarrassing. I don't know. They must not pay them anything.
They don't.
The ones in St. Louis, they're like 150 market is what they're like. Anyway. Hmm. I said anyway.
Anyway.
Thank you. In New York,
Yes,
those bombs went off in New York at 8:30 on Saturday night.
Okay.
Not one local New York TV newscast covered the story at 10 o'clock.
Really?
They said they had a skeleton crew. They didn't have anybody they could send out, and they had already some pre-taped packages that they were to use, so they just ignored it.
Oh, man.
That's news? That's a newscast? I don't know. Movie news preview update. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm telling you, I'm hearing so much stuff about this movie called Hacksaw Ridge, the true story about Desmond Doss, World War II conscientious objector, who insisted to do his part during World War II but would not carry a gun. Eventually earned the Medal of Honor, a hero who saved American lives through bravery, never say quit, and faith. Mel Gibson directs. This movie will be a four-star and a lot of Oscar nominations.
You heard it here first.
You got it. There's been a noticeable absence of black actors nominated for Oscars over the past few years. Prediction: well, not this year. Too many black actors getting really good parts and really shining. Denzel Washington, I think, will get a nomination for director and actor, as will his co-star Viola Davis in the movie Fences. Naomi Harris will be nominated in the film Moonlight. It's about drugs in Miami. Octavia Spencer will get a nod for her performance in Hidden Figure. And the super hotter than hot Aja Naomi King will get a nomination for Birth of a Nation. I think she's now the most beautiful woman in Hollywood.
You're not going to like this, but I'm finally.
Date in history, September 19, 1967. Jim Abbott was born with one arm and threw a no-hitter against the New York Yankees. And finally.
See, he didn't like it, but he made it.
He dealt with it.
Yeah.
Name how many stadiums are still around that have been around all along and are still being used while Vince Scully has been the announcer? 2, 4, 6, or 8?
Oh, man. I'll say 2.
I'll say 4.
4.
Can you name the two, Dan?
Wrigley Field, and the stadium for the Red Sox.
Boston's at Fenway Park, absolutely. Yeah. And you want to win some money at a bar, say, well, there's still a stadium that they use, but they just don't use for baseball. Most people say, well, no, there isn't. Actually, L.A. Coliseum, Dodgers played there the first 2 years before Dodger Stadium was built.
Oh.
There you go. Have a wonderful day. This has been an honor and a privilege.
Mike Evans. So Dan won.
Yes, the answer was 2.
I hate it when that happens. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant, and right next door is the Smokehouse Market on the east end of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. As long as we're talking about Chesterfield Valley, Aminis. I got a text from somebody just a couple of days ago, said, finally went into Aminis. OMG. Now, I don't know what that means, but it's something good.
OMG.
Yeah, I'll figure it out later. What a store. Now, that's exactly what your reaction is going to be. There's a huge Norwalk grand opening sale. It is going on right now through the 29th of this month. People who know fine furniture know what Norwalk is. Floor models and special orders. All Norwalk upholstery is on sale at Aminis. If you know furniture and you know fine furniture and fine material, you'll know what this is. Maybe you don't know what that is. Maybe you're not in the market for furniture. Well, you may be in the market for something else at Aminis, and even if you're not, go in there anyway and look around and see the pinball machines and the arcade games and the patio furniture. Number one category in sales, patio furniture, the best patio furniture made in the world. And even if you walk in to see that $700,000 handmade rug that's 153 years old, you will not believe what you're staring at. Fine. They don't care. You're welcome to go in. Tell them you're AM and the PM. Aminis. A-M-I-N-I-S. Aminis.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Final check with Tim Weiland.
Okay, that was an accident on westbound 44 just before the Guyer Road overpass. It's at the actually blocking the two acceleration ramps from Lindbergh to westbound 44 and the right through lane. Only two left lanes getting through. You were jammed back east of Elm. You've got a motorcycle accident on Highway 40 at Timberlake Manor that's got the two left lanes in each direction block. If you're going westbound, you're jamming up east of 141. If you're going westbound, you're jammed up at Chesterfield Parkway West. You've got a vehicle fire that has Old Graboy shut down at Highway 141. Now, if you are on westbound Old Graboy, you can go north on 141, but that's it. Everything else is closed. They have opened one lane on westbound 40 at Wing Haven, but a jam goes all the way back east of Highway 94 downtown. You're still running slow from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge, eastbound 40, and also on eastbound 270. Now things are slowing approaching Lindbergh through New Florissant. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Stop by Advance. They'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. Well, we did it again. Remember our motto, our savings are your savings? Well, you know why we have this motto. We buy in bulk at the lowest possible price, and we pass the savings on to you. We've bought loads of Samsung appliances, all at huge savings. These Samsung appliances are at prices so low, we can't even advertise them. And on top of the lowest price, receive cash rebates on select Samsung purchases. Check out the look of this line at any of our six showrooms and online at theappliancediscounters.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A big development in the Kelly Smith wrong-way driving case. It was set for a second trial next week until the state's own expert witness also found problems with the evidence.
A 13-year-old girl and her 19-day-old baby kidnapped by the girl's stepfather, where police say they could be.
A new law aimed at saving teenage lives. Why county leaders say it could expand.
First at 6, the wrong-way driver who killed the St. Louis father of two pleaded guilty to careless driving today, just days before she was to go on trial for felony manslaughter.
Now, Kelly Smith's attorney has always maintained that Smith was fleeing attackers who had slipped her a date rape drug. All new at 6, Fox Files investigator Chris Hayes was the only St. Louis reporter in the courtroom for the dramatic turn of events.
What made the difference was the prosecution's own toxicologist agreed with the defense that Kelly Smith's blood sample showing a 0.085 blood alcohol level was not reliable.
Kelly Smith walked out of the Montgomery County Courthouse today convicted of misdemeanor careless driving.